We should break out the sparkling wine as we say Happy New Year to the president of the Sonoma County Wine Growers, Carissa Cruz. Good morning, Carissa.
Good morning, Pat. And yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I know.
Okay, now revamp, if you would, Carissa, about the new wine app.
Yeah, so we're really excited. As I was mentioning, starting in February, we have been working with an agency out of San Francisco to create augmented reality, and I'll explain that, for our wine partners, our winery partners that are using our sustainability label. So they're sustainable wines, the grapes in there are sustainably farmed, and we want to be able to figure out a really cool, innovative way to tell that story quickly to wine lovers and consumers around the world. So here's how it works. There's going to be an app in the app store. So Apple, Android, you can use.
Yeah.
And it's going to be called Sonoma County Sustainable Wines. And you download the app, and then on one of the wineries that's participating, you literally put your iPhone or your Android phone in front of the label, and a video like jumps off the wine bottle and comes to life around the bottle.
Wow, is this like in Star Wars when there was a little tiny what's her name?
Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher. Is it like that?
It is almost exactly. That's so funny. I hadn't ever drawn that comparison.
Wow.
But yes, it is. So the wine label essentially comes to life, and it's so fun, and it's about a 45-second little, you know, interactive video that plays, and it shows, you know, a vineyard. It shows a grape truck going from the vineyard to a winery to a wine store, and then, you know, this wine ending up in a home and being enjoyed, and the voiceover just gives a quick snippet about our sustainability efforts here. So it's so fun. I think, you know, you were talking before about kind of how what's happening with the wine market, and we know that next generation wine consumer, the millennial consumer, is so important, and we wanted to give them, you know, something to talk about, something to do with our wine bottles. And so we thought this would just be a really fun way to do that.
That's fantastic. And as you know, you have to capture their attention like right now, and
yes,
it can't be for too long. So this sounds perfect for that. So this is going to be available to any of us at the end of next month?
Yeah, so hopefully starting in early February, we're just in final testing, and we have different winery partners we're launching with. So I think the first wine you're going to be able to actually see it on is the Klein Chardonnay, their Sonoma Coast Chardonnay, Ferrari Carano's Pinot Grigio, the Dutton Estate Sauvignon, Dutton Goldfield Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, and then we've been working with the Coppola brands, which what a better fit than this for Coppola's story.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and slowly we'll be able to offer this technology to different winery partners from around the county that want to use our sustainability label. So we think it's really important to tell wine lovers that we have certified sustainable grapes in our bottle, and then they can use the app and have the app be part of their marketing plans for their own wine consumers. So
this,
super excited.
This is an inspired idea. Is anybody else doing it?
You know, I learned about it. I was at a conference, actually, back in the spring, and the head of the studio we've been working with, Tactic Studio out of San Francisco, was talking about this. And there's some wine labels, actually, that Treasury Estate Wine did for, they have 19 Criminals and Chateau St. Jean right in our own backyard that have tried using this. Super fun, but what's never been done region-wide, so it's always just been a brand-specific.
Yeah.
So this is the first time a wine region has used augmented reality to tell their story, and the first time it's been used to tell a sustainability story.
Well, it's absolutely fascinating, and I just imagine that come the end of February, I don't know if I'd want to be an employee of Bottle Barn, because people are going to be in there tapping their phones against the wine bottles waiting for one to come to life.
I know. So fun, right? I mean, and that's what we said. It's like, we already know consumers love Sonoma County wine. We produce world-class wine, but let's have a little fun with it, too, and really share our message in a creative new way.
Oh, if Coppola doesn't climb on board to this, there's something seriously wrong.
They're in. We love working with them. And Corey back there, who runs Coppola, just amazing leader. And so, yeah, we have great partners, and we're hoping to get more.
That's fantastic. I can't wait. I can't wait for that. And it just reinforces the Sonoma County slogan now, life opens up. doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It does. And it opens up right on your wine bottle, right before you with a little video.
Princess Leia at your fingertips.
I know. That's so funny you mentioned that. That is exactly. It just, this whole image comes out and just, the wine label actually dissolves into a beautiful vineyard scene. One of the George Rose's photos, of course. And so it's just, it's fun. And I think it's going to really surprise consumers. I mean, can you even imagine sitting at a restaurant and, you know, you order a glass of wine and, you know, they bring the bottle over and say, hey, look, you can play this video at the table or while you're sitting at the bar. And it's like, it gives people something to talk about and something, you know, to
it's a nice experience. Breaker. There's no question about
it. It is. No doubt.
That's
no
fantastic.
Doubt.
And before I let you go, Carissa, can you talk about Dollars and Cents, the conference at the LBC, and what did we learn from that?
Yeah, we had a great conference last week. You know what we've learned, as you were mentioning, the wine market's getting a little tougher. We're still seeing growth in the premium wine market, which is, you know, the over $10 a bottle pricing. But the growth is slowing. So it's not that the market's not growing. It's just not growing at the same pace that it was before. But what's good news for Sonoma County is, as a region, we're still up since 2016 in terms of our awareness and purchase intent of wine consumers. So we just really have to figure out how to continue to connect to that wine consumer. And so good news there. And we also heard an update from Eric Hemer. He runs wine education for Southern Glaziers, which is the largest distributor. And so just good news, too, on how they're embracing sustainability, which was really fun. I mean, when we launched our sustainability commitment back in 2014, it was kind of like, all right, what does that mean? Is the marketplace going to accept it? Are they going to want it? And we're hearing yes, time and time again, and it's trickling down right into the marketplace where accounts are asking and creating, you know, wine lists that say a little S next to a bottle of wine if it's, you know, sustainable.
Yeah.
And so it's just super exciting. And we hit our new number. So just, I don't know if this was mentioned, but we have 97% of our Sonoma County vineyards are now part of our sustainability initiative. And 89% have actually gone through this audit and certification process, and more to come. So we're so close in this final year of hitting our 100% mark.
Very impressive. Very impressive. Although I don't know if that, I mean, I'm so impressed by the wine app that it's hard for me to expand my horizons beyond that this morning, but I am happy for the invitation. And yeah, I can't wait to sit with you over lunch and just tap a few bottles of wine.
We will do that, and we can, you know, play the video and
absolutely
have our moment.
yes. That's great, Carissa. I'm excited to hear about that. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.
All right.
It's your day, Pat.
That is Carissa Cruz, president of the Sonoma County Wine Growers. I can't wait for that app.